Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. Feel your hands warm. You are holding a ball of energy. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax and think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. That love pours into the ball in your hands. The energy ball grows warmer and bigger as you fill it with love. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart feels happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands out as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Now picture the ones you love, your family, your friends, animals, your school, your town, your country, or the earth. And hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart. And let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone! I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Light Parade. The garage door rolled up and Frankie the fire truck gazed outside. The world felt warm in the reddish-orange glow of the sunset. Frankie watched as the sky changed colors, feeling more and more enthusiastic as it grew darker. Once the night stars were twinkling, he would line up for the light parade. The fire truck had been decorated with strings of lights to show off his ladders and the hose neatly wrapped in a spiral. Frankie wondered what the police cars and ambulances would look like. They were all part of the parade, too. The fire truck took a deep dragon breath in and out. And felt a bit more relaxed as the stars lit up the sky. Frankie heard some cheering as the firemen all hopped aboard. They turned the fire truck's lights on and Frankie lit up the station. It was time to line up for the parade. As Frankie approached the line, he searched for his spot. There it was. He was right behind the ambulances and ahead of the police cars. Now, Frankie just had to wait until it was time to go. He felt eager to see the delight on the kids' faces. Then, as the fire truck waited, he remembered the kids' tour of the fire station and how sensitive some of the little kids were to the sound of his siren. He looked around and realized that the ambulances had sirens. And the police cars had sirens. If they all used the sirens, those little kids wouldn't be able to enjoy the parade. Frankie decided he would keep his sirens quiet and use his lights more. Then he wondered if that was enough. Or would the others be making so much noise it wouldn't matter? The fire truck decided to ask. "Hey, Annie," Frankie said to the ambulance in front of him. "Are you going to use your sirens tonight?" Annie responded, "Yes, it's so much fun to use my lights and sirens. I think the kids really like it." "I'm not so sure," Frankie responded, and then shared with her the story of the kindergartners.
"I'd never thought about that," Paul, the police car, said. "I guess we could just use our lights."
"But what about the kids that are looking forward to our sirens?" Annie, the ambulance, added. Frankie said, "Well, what if we used our sirens, but quietly, instead of what we use in an emergency? That way, the kids won't be overwhelmed with the noise from all the vehicles."
"True. We don't need to be as loud as we are when it's an emergency," the police car said.
"That could work," Annie said. "Let's try it. If anyone looks disappointed, we can be a bit louder.
And we can be more quiet if anyone is holding their ears," the fire truck said. "Sounds like we have a plan," the police car said.
"And just in time. Here we go," the ambulance said as she started to roll forward. It was time. Frankie watched and followed as soon as he had room to move. All their lights were on, and the sirens were quietly calling as they drove into the neighborhood. The dragon noticed red, white, blue, and yellow lights bouncing off of the trunks of the trees in the forest and wondered what was going on. Peering out of the forest, the dragon saw a line of vehicles with flashing lights. Then the sirens started. The dragon felt surprised at first, but then smiled, realizing that they were being quiet so as not to hurt anyone's ears. The line of tow trucks,
police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances turned into the neighborhood, and the dragon hoped that the children enjoyed the show. As Frankie turned the corner, he noticed happy kids jumping up and down and cheering. The fire truck acknowledged them with a happy honk, making sure not to be too loud. The children cheered even more. Every street was the same. Happy children were cheering them on. The strings of light on Frankie's sides began to flash. It was a very exciting parade, and the fire truck was glad to see everyone enjoying themselves. They had chosen the right volume for their sirens. As each vehicle finished the parade route, they turned to head back to the station. Frankie turned into the driveway and backed into his garage slowly. Then the fire truck yawned. It had been an exciting evening, and now Frankie felt happy to be home. Once Frankie stopped, the fireman hopped off and climbed the steps to rest upstairs. Frankie's engine quieted as he settled in his spot, and peace settled on the firehouse. The red fire truck wished everyone well and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Frankie was happy to have been in the parade with his friends. He was thankful that he had shared his concerns about the sirens. Most of all, the fire truck was delighted that all the kids enjoyed the parade. Frankie gave himself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone in the town happiness as well. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the red fire engine relaxed. He took another deep dragon breath. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath. In and out. Frankie drifted off to sleep, imagining the lights swirling and the children cheering him on. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.